Program ġdid sportiv għaż-żgħażagħ indiġeni Awstraljan qiegħed joffri ħajja ġdida għall-komunità fi bżonn kbir. Il-mexxej ta' Redfern Shane Phillips ra li kien hemm bżonn enormi ta' bidla f'din il-komunità biex titnaqqas il-kriminalità u tgħin biex l-indiġeni Awstraljan jerġgħu jġeddu sens ta' gburija bħala indiġeni Awstraljani. Fis-sena 2009 kien sar ftehim partikolari li kien propost mill-pulizija lokali u li kien naqqas b'mod sinifikattiv ir-rata tal-kriminalità. Dan kollu beda b'sempliċiment program tal-boxing.
A lot of them come from a trauma background, being neglected, they come from broken families. We help the void with them not having a family, we become their family. They come to our program and they're all well looked after, respected, you know, they're treated the way we like to be treated, which is very important.
Eunice Grimes hija waħda mill-konsulenti għolja tal-programm li huwa maniġjat mill-pulizija ta' Redfern flimkien ma' Tribal Warrior, organizzazzjoni ta' taħriġ lokali aborigena.
We pick kids up 3 days a week. We start work at 5 o'clock in the morning and we go and pick kids up from 5:15 onwards to 6 before boxing. And sometimes with that, we're going into the houses and getting the kids out of bed. Our program's all about discipline and routine. And it's all about helping those kids that offend not re-offend again.
Il-programm Clean Slates Without Prejudice huwa il-ħolqien ta' Superintendent ta' Redfern Luke Freudenstein li jammetti li ma kellux kuntatt wisq mal-komunità indiġena qabel ma beda xogħol fil-lokal.
And it emanated from a number of street robberies committed by youth, predominantly Aboriginal youth. Young males robbing people out in the street and sometimes causing a few serious injuries.
Freudenstein riet li jevita il-kriminalità qabel ma din takkumula u tikber f'ċirku vizzjuż. Is-soluzzjoni tiegħu kienet li jipprovdi taħriġ permezz ta' boxing fi struttura organizzata u issapportjata mill-komunità aborigena.
But the beauty of the boxing in the morning, it's routine and discipline. It's getting up, it's working hard, and then going to school or employment. And it's something that you and me probably have done all our life, but some of these kids just weren't adapted to that or didn't have those boundaries.
Din l-opportunità li toħloq bidliet bħal dawn fil-komunità kienet xi ħaġa li Shane Phillips, l-uffiċjal eżekuttiv prinċipali ta' Tribal Warrior, kien ilu snin jistenna. Ftit seta' kien jaf li dan l-esperiment kollaborattiv mal-pulizija kien se jagħti t-titlu tal-eroj lokali Awstraljan fis-sena 2013.
Our intention was to do exercise with the police in the mornings as part of the routine, then teach them all about their people and help them get focused and push them to their limits. But we didn't realize while that was happening that we'd get to know the police, we'd get to know them as the person who was behind the uniform, and they didn't even realize themselves that they were just the kids who they thought, well, they're just going to be trouble, were actually going to become their friends.
Ikompli Luke Freudenstein.
Kids whose brothers or sisters or parents may have committed crime and have a distinct dislike for authority. And we try and turn that round by just doing the boxing face to face. You do rounds together. They've got to spend 3, 5, or 7 minutes with you. And it really breaks down the barriers and you get to know each other.
Jacob Saunders kien qiegħed jiffaċċja żmien ieħor fħajtu qabel ma beda jieħu sehem f'dan il-programm.
I was going through a bit of trouble with the police and facing an ongoing charge. Same time my younger brother was involved in the shooting of a 13-year-old boy by the police in King's Cross.
L-isfidi emozjonali li kien qiegħed għaddej minnhom Saunders minħabba li ħu iż-żgħar kien involut fl-inċident u l-ansjetà dwar l-akkużi kriminali miġjuba kontrih kienu iżżejjed għalih. Kien hawn li Phillips u Freudenstein resqu lejn Saunders.
And they paid me a visit while I was in hospital beside my brother waiting there to see if he survived or not. They offered me the opportunity to really change my life, also to get myself back on track with my criminal charges. And yeah, and this opportunity I couldn't let pass.
Hu Saunders għex u 5 snin wara Saunders stess mhux bispiċċa il-programm b'suċċess kbir iżda laħa wkoll konsulent għall-programm.
To be honest, the discipline and the routine. I mean to get up in the morning and start my day with a positive. Being a part of something that's not of me, being like just of the negative stuff that was going around at the time.
Eunice Grimes li hija wkollhom ta' tlieta u atleta professjonali ma' Redfern All Blacks, it-tim aboriġenu ta' rugby, tajt li hija r-rutina li tirnexxi f'suċċess.
We're teaching these kids discipline at a very young age. If they can do this, well then they're pretty much capable of holding a job when they get older.
Wara l-ewwel sena tal-programm il-kriminalità fil-lokal naqset b'iktar min-nofs u tkompli tonqos b'rata regolari kull sena. Bis-suċċess tal-programm Clean Slate Without Prejudice, il-Pulizija ta' Redfern u l-organizzazzjoni Tribal Warrior introduċew ukoll programm ieħor immirat biex jgħin lil-persuni fil-ħabs bl-isem Never Going Back.